Hey guys, I am back with another episode of Daily Catch Up. And I have not been able to do this daily catch up because of all these mental things that I've been having. So it's just, I've been going through executing the days, and then I realize that sometimes I don't have enough energy. I start having like some of these panic attacks, and there's anxiety because there's like too much of things to do, too many phone calls. And I have this window of time between 9 o'clock and like 11 o'clock where I get all the emails, all the calls, all the text messages. Everything happens at that time. Like, it's overwhelming. And for the past week, I've been trying to figure out a way to deal with it. And like, I kind of actually even missed my meditations and the journal and visualization, all of the things that I kept on saying and ranting about being like a goody two shoes. But then like, I realized that, oh shit, I need to go back to it. So I started slowly on it. But even more than that, I'm kind of angry at myself. I'm angry and frustrated. So I'm trying to figure out if anxiety and all this panic and all this feeling of like things getting rushed is there, how do you grow out of it? Because I don't think that there is a solution for this. No matter how much of task management I implement to it, no matter how many people I hire to delegate, no matter whatever the hell I do, there's always a lot of things to be doing. So it's like operating in chaos. So I'm tired of it. So if I'm tired of it, I'm just going to go and grab it by the balls and just do it. So what does that mean? I'm going to go and find out where exactly these monsters are hiding inside the bed, catch them by the neck, and make them scream so that, you know what? Whenever next time you have like, oh, I don't think I can do this, or there's too many things happening, I tell myself, no, calm the fuck down. There's not too many things happening. Everything is all right. Things are going fine. You're gonna go through this and you're gonna get this done. And the way you look at it is saying, if it gets tougher, right? If life gets tougher, you get even tougher. So if life is tough, you get even tougher. So with this, you'd be able to go and say, hey, look, at the end of the day, go back to the prehistoric times and you see like, oh, the jungle, when it gets tough, then there's freaking lions around, and then there's like all these Stone Age, like it's real deserts and all that shit, but civilization has stood through time because we didn't, give up. We just went at it. Some man decided to pick up tools and start making, spears, and then they started finding out gunpowder, and then it all started happening because we did not crash under pressure. So, same thing. I tell myself, look, I am not getting crushed under pressure. I look at it, I take it up as a challenge, and tell myself, I'm not getting crushed under pressure. That was a really good thing to get out of my chest. But if any of you guys listening to this catch up feels the same as I do, that there's too many things to do, there's too much things to study, or like there is too many clients calling you, or like too much of things that are on your plate, or like you're having other problems, etc., keep at it. Keep at it. You're gonna win, and we are getting on this train, and we are winning this. That's all I want to say. All right, peeps. I'll catch you with another daily catch up tomorrow, and I'm definitely gonna do this. And I, no matter whatever much, how much of inbox of task or whatever the hell happens, we are going at it. All right, I'm recording the second segment for the daily catch up for the day, and I'm on a roll. So, what's this thing that I want to speak about? Well, there's this thing called the present moment. And most of the time, when you go through life with so much of things and bustling and activity, you lose the present moment. When you lose the present moment, you feel really, really, really bad because you miss things so fast. For example, yesterday I went for a meeting and I was not in the present moment. And I realized that I couldn't catch very subtle movements by the other parties who were in the meeting. And the reason why this happens is because, well, the human body is more and more conditioned to work in automation. Like, it just repetitively does it. Just like how you get on a motorcycle, or actually a bicycle, and you start cycling, you don't think about how to balance or how to cycle. So you do the same thing in each and every activity. Like, even right now, I'm driving and I'm recording this podcast, and driving in Sri Lanka is like crazy. Like, there is like two cars, and like there's a tuk over here, and there's a bike coming in and putting in through and cutting across. So it's an activity that requires a lot of mental energy. Like, oh yeah, so the reason why I kind of paused was there's a tuk really, really close to me. So yeah, but again, right, while this all happens, I'm able to record a podcast and think through it while all of this happens. Why is a question, right? And sometimes when you're not in the present moment, and sometimes when some parts of your body is doing autonomously doing activities, it's really good for you. Like, for example, breathing is such an activity. So where does it go wrong? Where do we lose the sense of present moment? I realized it when, in that meeting, that when I lost the present moment, I couldn't communicate effectively of what I really wanted to say. And the same thing happens when I'm planning, let's say, some marketing activity, or when I'm listening to the product team saying to me about this new hashtag feature that we're building and going through the mechanics of that. And when I'm not in the present moment, I realize that, well, if I'm not in the present moment, all the feedback that I give are going to be just off the top of my head. And that's not productive to anybody. And that's a really bad thing. So first thing I realized that's bad on not being in present moment is that all the feedback you give becomes very unproductive. The second thing that I realized out of this present moment, like losing the present moment, was when I was going to work today, I wanted to take my lunchbox, and I had it in my mind, but then I got in the car, I took it back in reverse, and then suddenly I remembered that, oh shit, I even dropped down the remote gate. I remembered, oh, I forgot the lunchbox, and that was bad. That was a sign that I am losing the present moment. So you tend to forget few important things when you lose the present moment. The third thing I realize when you lose the present moment is that you become more anxious of the future, because you are always looking forward to the future. So you keep on getting your mind to be numb of the present. Or you kind of look at your phone, look at the notifications, think, like, you don't even spend time thinking, you just get yourself busy. Just watch some funny clip, or like, even I have this bad habit that I used to have that I'm trying to curb when I'm driving, that I used to watch videos on traffic. And that was a bad, bad thing. Like, it's a really bad thing. Like, for example, when I'm podcasting or speaking, this is completely fine. Well, maybe not, but I can handle this, but if my eyes are not in the right position, like I'm literally looking at a video, it doesn't really work at all. So that's like the third thing about it, that you start being very anxious because you're not in the present moment. So that's it for this segment on the Daily Catch-Up. I'll catch you back again. See you, peeps.